Item 7 is a subdivision and rezoning at 909 St. Mary's Road under file DASZ 39 of 2014. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item 8 is a variance at 909 St. Mary's Road under file DAV 174757 of 2014D.
All right. So we have one registered speaker, and that is the applicant, Mr. Ryan Ridge. So if you want to come down and speak to us. And Ms. Finnegan, you're out of the bullpen here. You're the staff person on this one. Very good. And your home address then, your mailing address is 640 Paul Boulevard?
Yes, that's correct.
Certainly a familiar area to me. That's south of the perimeter.
Yep.
So you have, you have the floor to present on the matter at 909 St. Mary's Road.
Well, I'm obviously in support of the project since I am the one that's going to be the owner and overseeing the development of the project. I guess my only main concern through reviewing the documentation from that of your recommendations on the DASZ plus the, recommended comments at the back is really the overall 10% appraisal of land development. I understand that's pretty standard practice in these settings. I'm just coming to the table to understand, I guess, being a little newer to this stage of my construction in ways that, from my understanding, that is essentially my permitting cost that I've registered with the city of what this project will be estimated for development. Is that correct? Or is it a final construction evaluation process?
Fair question. Maybe we can have somebody from admin speak to that.
Yeah, the dedication in this case would, they would probably take the value of your property, the increased value due to your rezoning,
okay,
take 10% of that. So that would be the
so
calculation.
So up and above, so basically whatever the difference would be from I guess, a snapshot of pre-construction to post-construction, whatever that difference is.
Just the land.
Just the land itself.
Just the land, not the building, yeah.
So currently now, if I look at my 2015 proposed property tax assessment for, I believe it's April 1st is when it goes into inception before the rates for that year. You're not just talking just the land of what it's assessed at. So
yes.
I think it's just the land itself. It was like $363,000. So
yes.
You're looking at for approximately $36,000 in change.
Yeah, our appraisal people, what they do is they basically will look at your land, see what it's worth now,
right,
what it will be worth, and take the difference, and 10% of that would be the dedication amount.
Including the structure itself?
Just
not
the
including
land. The structure, just the land.
Yeah. Just want to make sure I'm
hearing
clearly. So is that like at all, like a, is that like set in stone? Like it says that you go back in as of...
It's our standard.
It's like a standard thing. Yeah. There's no other ways of like creating, like you mentioned, there's either land or that of cash, as you indicated. There's no way of creating like common green space in the front yard or something for like an area for is there other ways in which you can
the charter the city can take 10% of your land
right
for park purposes. In this case, in smaller areas, of course, we don't need 10% of the land because you have a small park. So instead of that, they take the cash equivalent
right
and they calculate it. There's different ways of how they calculate it, but basically what they do is take the increased value of your property.
Okay.
And 10% of that would be...
Okay.
The 10% is not... If your land's 363 now and goes to... I'm trying to do something round here. It goes up 33,000 in value. It's 10% of the 33,000. It's not over 30,000.
That's what I'm kind of like. Am I going to be looking at like a $40,000 amount or is it going to be more like the $4,000? You know what I mean? That's
call me tomorrow. I could try and find out.
Yeah, you could. Yeah,
because I don't deal with that. But
of course,
real estate department, the appraisers do.
Yeah, I was having some difficulty. I was called into the city prior to all this to kind of, again, creating that whole fund, and I was kind of not really getting clear answers on that. So
they're sometimes hesitant to give out numbers ahead of time if you want. But,
great. Okay, but, I appreciate that.
Call
thank
me
you.
Tomorrow.
Yep. Thank you. So I mean, I could. I have some 3D rendered images of the property if you want to view them at all, but I mean, I don't know if you have any questions at all or concerns.
Uh,
I wouldn't mind seeing that, actually. I mean, there's nothing here. And you've read the report, so other than what you've just highlighted, there weren't any concerns?
No, that's not what I was trying to pull up, but whatever that was.
Well, I thought we were getting these projected.
From north, basically, right now, that one's kind of second.
Technically in the chair right now, I probably shouldn't be. I think I can hand it to you when we come to that voting bit. Okay, I'll hand it to you when we vote. Any questions? If not, I think we've read the report. Okay, so you'll have a chance to come back and speak in rebuttal if necessary.
Okay.
There's no one else registered. Is there anyone else here appearing on this item, either for information or opposition or support or for information? Seeing none, I don't think we have anything further for Mr. Ridge, so I'll pass the chair over to Councillor Allard. Just the report's basically, and the 10% is a standard condition. Okay, I'll never find this. Never easy.
There you go.
I'll move that the reports of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All in favor?
Aye.
The contrary carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Contrary carried.